855 453. That's the SACL toll free call in line here on the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Derek.
You know, now, those who are used to listening on Monday nights are used to hearing Dale. And, you know, Dale's moved, he's changed towns, you know, he just can't do Monday nights on Free Talk Live anymore, and I've got Derek. Derek, who the hell are you?
Well, who the hell am I? I am Derek. I am the gay replacement for Dale.
Dale's gay too, wasn't he?
He seems to be. Yeah,
it's kind of a quota system we have here at Free Talk Live. You can't just take a gay guy and replace him with a straight guy.
No. No, it would be too much. So I am a gay man from Philadelphia. I'm 22. I came here to Keene 6 months ago as part of the Free State Project. Thought that I could make my way here and build a little liberty along the way. And I've just had a blast as long as I've been here. I started doing Prometheus Unchained, another great show on the Liberty Radio Network. And now I'm just having a ball working as a wage slave and doing this in my spare time.
You also do some help with Freaking TV.
This is true.
A lot of camera work and that kind of thing.
That's right. I'm the technical director for Freaking TV, another great show produced in Keene.
And I had to find somebody to fill this slot. And, you know, I've had a lot of offers and that kind of thing. I basically heard you on Prometheus Unchained, and I decided this is the guy that I want to fill Dale's light loafers.
Woo!
And that's why I picked you. Now, you know, it's not like you're walking around with, a whole bunch of Liberty cred or something like that. You've, you know, had your own TV show or anything like that. It's not like you've had that. But talent is what talent is, and I think you've got it, and we're gonna ride with it and see how it goes.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Okay.
I'll wait for your coming out announcement later.
It's going to be a long time coming, my friend. So I asked you to do a little bit of show prep for the show, and I think you've got some good stuff there. Tell me about the post office.
Well, the post office made some announcements today. The Postmaster General, Patrick R. Donahue, said...
Sounds important.
Yeah, right? Our situation is extremely serious. Donahue said in a New York Times article published Monday. This is coming from the United Press International in a story today. He says the delivery service, which has no layoff clauses with unions, faces higher costs, particularly for labor, which accounts for 80% of its expenses. So what they're looking to do is tell Congress to shut down the post office on Saturday deliveries. And if they don't, the post office could shut down permanently.
You know, they've been threatening to do this for a long time, and I've got to say that I support it in the sense that if we're going to have this monopoly on first-class delivery of mail, and I don't think that there's any reason that we should, it doesn't make any sense to me that it costs the same to send a letter across town as it does to send it across a continent. But if we're going to have it, I think that really what they have to do is they have to cut down delivery, and Saturday delivery makes the most sense, I suppose.
Well, I hope they do. I mean, we need some market incentives to make mail delivery feasible again, and I know that there are cities where people already just have bike boys just bike around and deliver messages, and that goes a lot faster than the postal service.
Yep. There's all kinds of messaging services. People can get stuff delivered without the post office. The post office is a dinosaur that we really don't need anymore. But getting rid of Saturday delivery isn't going to really make it that much more efficient. We're still going to be having these same problems in a couple of years. The post office is going to be crying and whining about, it's not going to be able to make ends meet again. Stamps are going to have to go up. Currently, all the post office really is a way for Advent. It's an Advenue. They deliver pizza coupons, car wash coupons, and all these things. They stuff your mailbox full of this crap.
Even if they shut down for all days except for one, they wouldn't have the proper market incentives to stay alive. I mean, with their no layoff clauses with unions,
yeah.
And labor being 80% of their overhead, I mean, they just wouldn't be able to stay alive even if they operated for one day. So
yeah, it's, you know, one day would certainly give them more credence, but then they'd be less important at that point. I would think if I were in the king of the post office, what makes most sense to me is, say, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday home delivery, or, you know, 3 day a week home delivery, including Saturday. So maybe on some days they deliver Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and on some places they Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or something like that. But there's no reason in the world why everybody needs to get mail at their house every single day.
Unless you're really old, if you can't, like, make it to the post office, I suppose you could, you know, chip a little extra in.
Usually the old folks have the opportunity to, I mean, you know, they're thinking about their mail more.
So yeah.
They can plan ahead a day. And, you know, then it's taken care of again. So I just think that, you know, the post office is a relic, and it's moving the deck chairs around on the Titanic, whatever they come up with as ways to solve the problem.
I can't believe in the age of email Congress is taking this threat seriously. Just like, oh no, the post office is going to shut down. What will people do to deliver their text messages? They say over Twitter. It's just like, oh, well, look at all the other options around that people are already using.
Yep. Grandmas and grandpas all over this nation are buying computers so that they can get communications from their grandchildren and, you know, other people that are important to them. I think it's really the grandchildren. I mean, this is it's a big motivating factor, because I don't think there are that many thank you letters getting written anymore. When I was a kid, I remember my Uncle Rod, God bless his soul, he gave me this, the Chronicles of Narnia, the box Ooh. Book set, and I had to write out this thank you, you know, note to him, and just come up with telling him things about what was going on in my life. But I see this guy maybe once a year. I didn't really know him
right.
that well, so it was a kind of a sticky situation. And it's, you know, it's just an, I don't think that kids are filling out those thank you notes anymore.
No, the kids aren't doing that. And if kids have the option, they will just text their grandma, hey, thanks.
Yeah.
That's going to be the quicker option. That's what they're going to do.
I don't know if too many grandmas are running around with the phones with the text options. Maybe they are. But I think that email, I totally believe that the senior Americans, the golden hairs are figuring out email just so that they can communicate with people better. And we are communicating so much better now with the internet, and letters, they're cute and everything. They're neat. And, you know, I think that thank you notes go a long way in dealing with clients and situations, because you really can make yourself stand out with them. But it's just a really old, I mean, to get a handwritten letter in the mail, it's incredible.
Well, it actually makes it more important when you get a handwritten letter, definitely. But I wonder if the competition, like Blue Mountain, those websites where you can send a personalized greeting that has
neat.
Little animation.
Yeah.
I would think that older people would love those.
Yeah.
They would be like, oh, thank goodness I got email. I can see little figurines dancing around the screen.
They're
with
neat.
My thank you. And you just can't get that with regular mail.
They're neat. I haven't gotten one of those in quite some time. You know, the whole specialized email where, like, the sun will rise and the
You got to write more thank yous.
I guess. I just think about that. But I remember them when the internet was newer. And I remember
right.
thinking, this is pretty special.
Yeah, it's cute. It makes you feel good.
I just, you know, I think the post office, it's on its last legs. We're watching a dinosaur die. I can't say, you know, I don't want these people, their lives ruined by losing their jobs and them having to go out and find other work or whatever, but this is a really inefficient organization. It's wrong that the average American has to subsidize the delivery of pizza coupons, because these people get bulk rate. That's not first class delivery. They're getting cheap
oh.
rates to send those pizza coupons to you, whereas I have to spend full boat to send you a thank you note. It should be the other way around. If you want to send the pizza coupon to me, you need to pay 115% of whatever the price is, and we're going to subsidize, you know, the mailing of bills and handwritten notes and things like that. If you're going to subsidize something, subsidize the stuff that's important, not the car wash coupon.
Hear, hear.
So, I mean, you know, when you're getting these Val packs and the coupons are falling out all over the place when you're trying to get back into the house, this post office isn't doing me a service.
I take issue with you saying that the post office shutting down would ruin people's lives who work there, because their lives were clearly already ruined before they started working there, if that was their option that they chose.
They call it going postal, I suppose. But, you know, I want people to, you know, be happy with their lives. 855-450-3733. What do you think?
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
I have some really, really good news for you today. You don't have to let feelings rule your life. That's right, you heard me. You don't have to let feelings rule your life. We all have feelings, but we don't have to let them have us. There's a great saying that goes like this. Feelings are much like waves. We can't stop them from coming, but we can choose which ones to surf. I want to encourage you not to wait to see how you feel before you decide to enjoy your day, but rather make a decision to enjoy it no matter how you feel and no matter what your circumstances may be. You make sure you roll over them and they don't rule over you. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Good day, Jim Newcomer for Midas Resources. September 2nd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1861.10. A 1 ounce gold coin to be purchased for $1906.48, $953.24 for a half ounce, or $476.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1906.48, $953.24, and $476.62.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Now. More Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Derek.
I just love hearing you say that. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years. You know, Derek, cigarettes, not good for you.
Oh?
Indeed, there's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will already save about $120 a month just by switching to e-cigarettes, and tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No more smell. No secondhand smoke. No smoke at all. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with a purchase of 40 cartomizers, coupon code FTL. Since those 40 cartomizers are $69.99, you will get the free shipping also. So you get a free starter kit, free shipping, with coupon code FTL at Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. So
can't beat that.
It's a pretty good deal. Derek, interesting story came out today about... I guess from Arizona, about people visiting their relatives in jail?
That's right. This comes from the Daily Mail. Anger...
That's a UK?
Yes.
Interesting how foreign papers will publish stories that just... the ones in the States, they just won't do it.
Yeah, it is. It's terrific. If a newspaper in the States were covering a story like this about Edinburgh, I really wouldn't care too much, but I'm glad that the people of Britain do give a darn about what's going on in Arizona. So what's happening is that Arizona prisons are looking to charge visitors $25 to see inmates, and this is supposed to help them plug their budget for shortfall.
So it's a tax on visiting your relative in that they've incarcerated.
Yeah, and it's a disincentive to go visit somebody and make them feel better.
It absolutely is a disincentive.
More solitary confinement.
And that was, I spent a certain amount of my life in a prison, and I can tell you that one of the pieces of lip service that they give you is that they believe that it is good for your mental health for you to see friends and family, and they want to facilitate that in whatever ways they can. I guess that's why they shake them down and, ask them for all kinds of paperwork, send them away if they've not wearing the, whatever proper clothes, and all kinds of the other rules and idiosyncrasies that they have as far as visitation goes. But this fee is a whole new step.
Well, yeah, like other taxes, they provide all of these services that you don't ask for. The $25 non-refundable fee is for a background check. Which is in accordance with the Department Order 911. Now, I'm not sure where they get this Department Order 911, but it's suggestively titled, in my opinion. So
disturbing numbers, certainly.
Yeah, right. So I think that this is going to put people off to visiting their friends and relatives in jail, because, I mean, I know I love Ian, but if I had to pay $25 every time to visit him...
You'd visit him less often.
Right. It's just bound to happen if you don't have it. So... that's what they're looking to do.
And where is this?
This is in Arizona.
So that's like the state of Arizona? Difficult to know?
Yeah, difficult to know.
It's out of where?
It's out of Florence.
Okay. So it could be in perhaps the, this is interesting, the penal county, Arizona, or it could be all of the state. So it depends on how they want to look at it. But, this is, to me, this is just another tax. Now, are they clear here as to whether or not this is a one-time fee or whether this is a per-visit fee? Because if they're doing a background check, you'd think that they'd be able to keep your information from time to time. But they say that they're doing it to plug budget holes. So I'm kind of feel like I'm getting conflicting information here. Not that government bureaucracies are very good at letting people know what their policies are.
No, it seems to be that it would be multiple time. Every time you visit, you have to pay $25.
Because you could be wanted since last week.
Right, exactly. That's what they're looking for. Just doing the regular background check, making sure that you're... Not naughty person,
yeah.
Right, who just visiting your friend in their jail.
And an interesting thing about this is jail is where they put, to some extent, not entirely, but to some extent, they put unconvicted people. People who have not been convicted of any crime are in jail people that have been convicted are usually in prison. They do house people that are convicted of misdemeanors who get sentences below 1 year in county jails. But I would say that most of their inmates in county jails tend to be pre-sentence inmates. So at that point, before conviction at least, there's usually a period between being convicted and being sentenced. But before conviction, this seems really wrong to do to somebody. You're incarcerating them.
They're just looking to extort people because they have a budget shortfall. I mean, there's
obvious. It seems obvious.
Well, there's Wendy Baldo, and she's the chief of staff for Arizona State, and she confirmed that the charges were aimed at helping slash the budget shortfall, but they also admitted that the money wouldn't just be used for background checks, that they would also be using the money to do repairs for the prison.
Ah.
So it would be for maintenance and repairs.
Well, this is one of the things they'll often pass off in one way, shape, or form. They'll say that, we're going to use it for this or we're going to use it for that. But frankly, none of those convicts and none of their families care about repairs on that prison unless they happen to be in it. And most of them are in there for nonviolent crimes, and they're in their pre-sentence. So the idea that you're holding somebody before they've been sentenced and not letting them even talk to see their family. When they do talk to their family, they're talking over a collect call that's probably costing them $2 or $3 a minute. This is just all out extortion. They take these people off the streets. The only contact they can have with their family costs them a mint, and the expectation is that they're going to come out and act like good little citizens after they've been treated like trash.
Yeah, it's a special type of cruel. I don't know how they expect the people in the prison to feel like they're getting better in any way if they're not able to meet with the people they called the normal life, you know, when they were outside.
I've heard numbers, it can be very difficult to find out what recidivism rates are, but it seems like most people that go in and go out, there's half of the prison population is just going to recycle and recycle and recycle.
Seems like it would be about that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's sad, and I mean you can see that these bitter people have not been fixed in any way, and you'd think that they could come up with. Really, you'd think you'd come up with some way to fix these people, give them the right incentives, but government is really bad at that.
Oh, I know. They can just charge double for people who have already been in there once.
They can fix
the budget shortfall easier that way. It'll be
three strikes,
quicker.
You pay triple. This is the three strikes you're outlaw. It makes a lot of sense to a lot of people until you see its application
right. In
real life. And then, it's one thing if you're talking about somebody who just keeps on stealing people's cars or whatever.
Three victimless crimes have the same penalty, right?
In a lot of cases, you're just talking about violations of probation, and it's a crime to violate your probation. But if I violated my probation by, say, being out 10 minutes late or drinking some beer at home or something like that, I don't think that's exactly what people were thinking about when they supported the three strikes you're out.
Definitely not.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Do you support this, charging people to see their families?
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Go check out freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is an interactive radio show where you can call in and talk about anything you want. Freetalklive.com is an interactive website where you can post whatever you want. Post links to whatever you wish. People will vote up your links, vote them down. You can vote up theirs. Go check it out. See how the little system works there at freetalklive.com. It's awesome. It allows you to, get stories in front of us that otherwise we may not see. And I'll share those stories with other folks. It's the primary website there at freetalklive.com. Social Security versus private retirement accounts. Professor Anthony Davies analyzes Social Security through the lens of a typical 22-year-old American. Eric, that's your age, isn't it?
Yes.
You should see the video. Assuming Social Security is completely solvent, and it's not, the expected return on investment is far lower than a private account. See the math here. It is amazing to see just these bar graphs and how he lays it on down for you. It's at learnliberty.org/FTL. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. Once you watch the video, share it on your Facebook. Share it with your friends and family. It's a great way to show them that Social Security doesn't work, and it's really never going to work. check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side of the page at learnliberty.org/FTL. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education, economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. So, Derek, are there any other choice quotes here from the bureaucrats regarding the jail, or do they just say it's to meet budgets? I mean, do they defend the idea of people not being able to see their families who haven't been convicted of crimes?
No, they do not. It doesn't look like they are looking to put a happy face on this at all. They're just saying we're extorting money.
We're just going to do that.
But one thing that I thought maybe you could elucidate a bit on is the prisoner's spending account. I don't know much about that, having never been in jail, but it says the Middle Ground Group has filed a lawsuit over another part of the law, which charges 1% on deposits made to a prisoner's spending account, and that's according to the New York Times. So what is that spending account?
Well, I would say that this varies from place to place, but essentially you can send money to your loved one in jail that they can use to purchase soda pops and Hostess cakes or Zoom Zooms and Wham Wham, as they used to call them in jail, which I thought was very clever. The different things that they might get the canteen to have some extra food or smokes or whatever, depending on where they are. Some cases they can't have them. Some places they actually work and make some money, so they can, actually send some money out to friends and family. Not that it's much, but, it feels good to be able to do such a thing.
Right. So this is their little new ploy at turning this whole thing into a casino gulag. We'll take a little bit here, a little bit here.
Yeah. Well, 1%,
you don't get all your spending account.
It doesn't seem like much until you see how many inmates they have and how many they run through. So this gives an incentive, by the way, to the state, which is the organization that ultimately runs this, to incarcerate people, because now they're getting 1% of money that they get, money that the people get in, plus they're getting $25 every time somebody visits, plus they get a kickback on every telephone call. And you wonder, and I mean, this is just the stuff we happen to know about, and you wonder why incarceration rates are going up. You wonder why the United States incarcerates more people than any other country on earth. It's what they called it while we were in jail, and I really believe it is the prison industrial complex. It is a big money-making thing.
And I imagine there's no other way to send money to a prisoner, right? You have to put it in their spending account?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's the only option.
I wouldn't say that that's true for every single place, but I would bet that it's pretty much true across.
It's going to be incentivized to be the only option now.
Yes, absolutely. If they can get away with taking 1% out of people, this is a handling fee, or whatever. I mean, they could just call these taxes our fees.
Well, I'd like to see how quickly it'll be raised, too. I mean, I'm sure it's not going to end with 1%. That's not going to be the end of the story. Now that they've gotten their teeth in there, they're going to fight for 20%.
Exactly right. I bet you they do just that. Hadn't really thought about it, but you're right. They're going to raise it as time goes by, and it's sad that they're doing this to people. First off, that haven't been convicted, and secondly, I'm not sure that everybody in jail is guilty. I tend to think when you're talking about smaller number, as far as people being charged, fewer than 1% of them ever actually see a jury trial, which is where I would assume you would see people that really truly believe themselves to be innocent go. And when they get to jury trials, as far as felonies go, conviction rates are over 66% in jury trials. So you would assume that anybody who would be foolish enough to go all the way to a jury trial would probably be innocent, because they believe in it that strongly. Because fewer than 1% of people that are charged with a crime actually end up in a jury trial. That you would, as a matter of fact, a caller called in one time and said that he was taking something to a jury trial, and he was the first time that had happened in his county in years.
Wow. So he really believed he was innocent. I think you can draw that conclusion.
Right, but the deck is so stacked against one when these things happen.
Yeah.
And juries, I feel, are more just a study in human nature. Well, if he's voting that way, should I go along with him? Or she's pretty. Maybe I should vote the way she does.
The social experiment.
I think it is, and I think it's a failed one as far as bringing justice.
Clearly.
I don't think the state really, can administer justice. If you were going to have something like this, it would have to exist outside of the state, away from the organization that benefits from convicting people. Because juries, not very good arbiters, I think, of justice. Maybe, probably better than judges, maybe. But you'd think that people that were paid to do this for a living might actually be better in some ways.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Not if they're paid by the same people as the prosecutor.
Yeah.
I mean, the jury, I would think, would be a little more just because they're not getting paid for this they're not being incentivized to have a certain type of decision. You know about the stories where all the judges were prosecuting children, especially in Pennsylvania,
yeah, sure,
just for the kickback. So I would take a jury's word over a judge.
That's the corrupt. Those are the corrupt judges. And I'm not saying that I don't think that, I don't know. But a lot of judges tend to rise up through the ranks of prosecutors, too. Doesn't that doesn't that disturb you, that the prosecutor has now put on the robe and decided that he's going to mete out justice? I would think that a prosecutor's mind gets kind of twisted in the same way a police officer's does towards just kind of believing that everybody who runs through this is guilty. Because if most people that ran through the system weren't guilty, then the people that are in the system would be bad, right? They would be perpetrating evil things, and no one wants to believe they're doing that. So their minds tend to get. And I'm not saying, I don't even know. I don't know what the percentages of guilty and innocent people are that go through. I don't see how anyone could ever know, because I think a lot of people who are not actually innocent of the crime will take the plea in order to get out of their family having to deal with this situation. They don't have the money. They don't believe the public pretender is going to pretend to defend them. They're not going to do anything. They don't have the money for a real lawyer. The last time they did get a real lawyer, they felt like they got ripped off. And I just think it's one big racket. And it seems to be a racket perpetrated by lawyers. I don't want to make a bunch of lawyer jokes here or anything like that, but I kind of think it's a racket perpetrated by lawyers.
No, I mean, I absolutely agree with you. I think that the prosecutors, when they're handed a case, have to assume that everyone that they're handed is guilty. I mean, that's the only way they're, in my speculation, going to be able to look themselves in the mirror and sleep at night is to say, yeah, I'm only prosecuting guilty people. That's all I've ever done. I've never slipped up and put an innocent person in jail.
Amazing how many prosecutors will, once a case has been pretty much proven to be somebody's innocent, they'll still keep on fighting just to make it look like what they were doing was right. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings, with the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Go to freetalklive.com. Check out the shrine. It's a shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see all the lovely ladies who have proven that they are listeners of Free Talk Live.
Mm.
We do it to prove that not just guys listen to Free Talk Live, but ladies do too. And if you found out that all the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes, would you want to join them? It's happening, and you could be part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Derek, you're a mover for the Free State Project.
I sure am.
What made you sign up? What happened?
Well, that shrine that you just mentioned actually was my in for the Free State Project because was one of the Shriners of Shrine of Female Listeners who introduced me to Free Talk Live. I heard about the show, started listening, read about Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio, and said, "What the hey? I mean, these people are actually living liberty in their lifetime. That's the real draw of it." Also, Ian's advertisement, you listeners have heard dozens of times on this radio station, is, "Do you feel like liberty is dying where you live?" Mm-hmm. And I did. And no matter what I did, I didn't seem to be able to build up the momentum where I lived to make an agorist business happen or have a community of people who would be willing to go to jail over certain issues. But here I am, and this community is thriving on those principles.
Got it. Well, if you're interested in these ideas, it's freestateproject.org. Let's go. This is the show about your phone calls, so let's go to Nick in Arizona. Nick? Nick, yes. Can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you.
Great.
So I live out here in Phoenix, and just wanted to give you some facts about Florence.
Okay.
It's about 60 miles southeast of Phoenix in Pinal County, not Penal County.
Okay, well,
and
sorry, they wrote it wrong.
the population is about 17,000 people
in the county.
And in that little, yeah, in that town.
In that town, okay.
Florence, yeah, in that town, they have 3 prisons.
What?
Whoa!
And yeah, that's where the Arizona death row is, and in another prison That's where the execution chamber is.
Okay.
The third one is DHS Detention Center. And I haven't been able to figure out how many people are held in that or what exactly it's for.
Yeah, that is strange.
Oh, my goodness.
What are people being held in a DHS Detention Center for? Department of Homeland Security. I mean,
right.
Is that somehow hooked up with Immigration Customs Enforcement? Are they people that, you know, are being... waiting to go, fighting, going back to Mexico or something like that? I mean, what's, no idea?
Well, the people out here are, you know, they're really gung-ho about the border, which I completely
do not
agree with. But the town of 17,000 people, and with just a huge government presence there, there's like training grounds and shooting ranges for military training.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty easy to understand why they would want to start bringing more money into their system.
Yeah, they're sucking it all up. There's so many. They've got themselves a little police state going on down there, and that costs a lot of money.
Sounds like they don't know any other way to make money.
They just tax feeders, man. Tax cows.
So somebody who's in Maricopa County, where Sheriff Joe Arpaio is, considers Pinal County to be the police state. That's very interesting.
Actually, no, not quite. Pinal County isn't nearly as bad as Maricopa County.
Okay.
These are the state of Arizona prisons that are there.
So this is kind of
just...
Often what you'll find is the state will put the prisons in places where, you know, the economy is kind of depressed. And we're like, oh, well, we'll give the rednecks some jobs being prison guards. And they'll open up the prison, you know. I'm just saying that that's kind of how they do it.
If you say so.
And well, it tends to be that that's the way they go about it. So would you say that that's kind of the case?
Yeah, that town really wasn't anything, as far as I know, before there were prisons there. It was an old mining town,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a ghost town. It continues to be one.
So it's one of those towns where it's almost entirely government bureaucrats working there?
Yeah, I've been there. Excuse me. I've been through there a few times because there's some nice desert out there. We go shooting out there, and we came across these the DHS Detention Center. And like the proving grounds and or not proving grounds, but the firing ranges and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got like little Afghani villages set up out there that have Farsi stop signs and everything. It's weird. It's
wow.
Surreal.
Why? As practice?
I really don't know. I mean, maybe they use it as like training. Like, you know, we're gonna train these people. It's really hot here, man. It, you know, it's Sonoran Desert. Probably pretty close to Iraq weather. Not quite sure what's going on out there.
It's weird stuff. Nick, I appreciate the call and filling us in on whatever that is. Thanks a lot. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Fred in Michigan. Fred?
Hey, Fred.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, you're on with Mark and Derek.
Great. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913 created a international private corporate bankster-gangster monopoly on the monetary system. And the War of 1812 resulted because the, at that time, patriotic, or I don't know, whatever you want to call it, accountable government, said no to the renewal of the charter of the whatever it was called, First Bank of the United States.
I thought it happened because Great Britain was conscribing American seamen into their military.
Well, that must have had a little bit to do with it, too.
Okay.
As well as when the colonial populace had created their own currency. And
what was that currency?
Pardon me?
What was that currency?
You know, I can't remember.
So if they were colonial, wasn't that the United States? I mean, in 1812, you're talking about the United States. There wasn't a colonial.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was
talking about something else.
Going back to
okay.
Prior to the Revolutionary War when the,
okay.
You know, they had, I don't know what it was they were using, but it was totally.
The continental?
Well,
independent of the, you know, the British pound sterling.
I see. At one point, they were using certainly tobacco, but I don't know at what time. I mean, you know, the colonies used tobacco as even to pay their quit rents and that kind of sort of thing.
why don't we just do, the last time I was politically active in 92, this Green Beret, Bull Greitz, I wish you guys would interview him sometime. He's got a book out called Called to Serve, Profiles and Conspiracies, and it's quite astonishing, all the evidence, because that's in fact. Okay, well, what his platform was about was implementing JFK's programs where there would be almost no interest loans to anybody who needed it, and he was going to terminate the Central Insurrection Agency, scatter it to the four winds. Of course, he had begun printing U.S. Treasury notes backed by silver dollars that were in circulation at the time. And then he was going to also pull out of Vietnam. I'm sure he would have brought the troops home from around the world had he remained alive, which is what needs to be done now. And I think Ron Paul is advocating that. Bring them all home. And, let's end all foreign aid. Let's recall the $20 trillion that Webster Tarpley at Tarpley.net has identified as the actual bailout figure to the Wall Street bankster gangsters in their...
20 their, what? Their billion?
Europe.
20 how much?
Trillion.
20 trillion? That's a pretty big number.
That's the amount of the bailouts? That's the real amount you're saying?
Stunningly large number.
Yeah, that's the secret. The secret bailout. Ask.
I've heard of secret bailout numbers, but I've heard like $1 trillion in secret bailout numbers. I mean, a 20 trillion is a stunningly large number. I'm surprised at it. I'm not going to say it's not true.
I can't even get my brain around 1 trillion.
Indeed, I know how, when you start looking at what the GDP is and then comparing what the bailout might have, a $20 trillion bailout to that, it starts getting really large.
But if you get to print the money and you don't have to publish the M3, then it could really be anything.
M1, they don't publish M1 anymore. Is that right? Yeah, M1.
I think it's M.
Okay. Maybe it's M3.
It's crazy,
maybe,
guys. Right. So what we got to do, we got to get... Pay him back the $500 million. The Federal Reserve gangsters. Pay him back $500 million from 1913, and then give a party with the polar bears. You know, let them see how well they can all swim with the polar bears.
It's great and everything, but they seem to be pretty firmly entrenched. I don't know. The American people don't seem to be terribly excited about this whole Federal Reserve topic, and to some extent it's getting co-opted by, like the likes of Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry, because I don't have much hope, but I hope so, Fred. I agree. Anyway.
Thanks for putting the spotlight on that, Fred.
855-450-37.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.